From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The White House says President Donald Trump did not know his former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn had worked to further the interests of the government of Turkey. White House spokesman Sean Spicer said Friday that Flynn was responsible to file forms that told the Trump transition team that he was working as an agent of a foreign government.
The president has high standards for everyone that works in this administration. So the answer to your question is, if somebody does something that is not in keeping with the president's standards that he set for every single person in the administration, they will be let go.
This week, Flynn and his firm, Flynn Intel Group, Incorporated, filed paperwork with the Justice Department, formally identifying him as a foreign agent and acknowledging that his work for a company owned by a Turkish businessman could have aided Turkey's government. Trump fired Flynn last month for another offense, misleading Vice President Mike Pence and other administration officials about his contacts with Russia's ambassador to the United States. President Trump met Friday morning with the House of Representatives members whose committees are aiding the drive to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act. Trump reiterated at the White House meeting that action is needed now to save consumers from what he called the coming Obamacare disaster. Trump thanked the leaders for their devotion, leadership, and diligent work in shepherding Republican health care legislation through their panels. Opposition to the replacement plan is intensifying among influential lawmakers, some who believe it is too similar to the Affordable Care Act, commonly known as Obamacare. This is VOA News. The top U.S. Marine general said on Friday that an investigation into reports that nude photos of female service members are being secretly posted online without their permission had an effect on the entire Marine Corps. Marine Corps Commandant General Bob Neller told reporters at the Pentagon that those responsible will be held accountable.
These allegations themselves, they undermine everything that we stand for as a Marine Corps and as Marines. Discipline, honor, professionalism, and respect and trust amongst each other.
Separately, officials said that Defense Secretary Jim Mattis would discuss the allegations when he meets military and civilian officials in the next few days. The United Nations Refugee Agency said on Friday that tens of thousands of people have been displaced amid the latest escalation of fighting along Yemen's western coastline and central areas. UNHCR spokesman William Spindler told media during a news conference in Geneva that more than 62,000 people fled their homes within the last 6 weeks and are struggling to cope in abysmal conditions.
Most of those displaced are in dire need of assistance and have found shelter in communal and public spaces, including schools and health facilities, whilst others are living in unfinished buildings or even out in the open.
Yemen has been in the grip of a civil war since 2014 when Shiite Houthi rebels and their allies swept down from the country's north and captured the capital Sana'a. A Saudi-led coalition has waged a blistering air campaign since March of 2015, seeking to dislodge the Houthis and restore the internationally recognized government. The Vatican said that Pope Francis will visit Colombia in September as part of a trip to celebrate the South American nation's steps toward ending 5 decades of armed conflict. It will be the first papal visit to the staunchly Roman Catholic country in 31 years. The first Latin American pope will arrive in Bogota on September 6th and will visit 3 other cities, Medellin, Cartagena, and Via Vicencio before returning to Rome on September 11th. The U.S. economy had a net gain of 235,000 jobs in February, while the unemployment rate fell 0.1% to 4.7%. Friday's Labor Department report was stronger than most economists expected. White House spokesman Sean Spicer was quick to attribute the rise to President Trump's economic policies. The president had previously called official jobless numbers phony and complete fiction. For more on these stories, please log on to our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.